Flow acting live for June 13, 2019. I am Justin Kaufman. It's always weird to say your name. That's the thing. A lot of people out there, they'll be like, oh, I love my name. Yeah, it's hard to just every single time say your name. How many times a day do you think you say your full name, Pete? Never, right? It's weird. I don't like it. I don't like Kaufman. Kaufman. I mean, I like the name. It's a, I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, I'm sorry I'm late on this podcast. I was working on a new sign. I've got a sign. I went to the Walgreens. I got the poster board and some markers, the whole bit. And I'm going to do a one-man protest for people who double park on Lake Street between Canal and Wacker. There's like a new building, like one of these sky-high buildings that they did. That's like a, oh, look at the architecture on this. You can see the reflection of the lake. But they didn't factor in that Ubers and delivery and trucks have no place to go there. And if you've ever been on Lake Street, the Lake Street Bridge, Chicago River, you know that that's a very busy place. And so you'll get on Lake Street to come into the city and you'll find, yeah, and anyone who's listening who knows this, but you'll find that there is traffic. You're backed up beyond almost to the expressway. And you're like, wow, this is a ton of traffic to get in. It's because some jerk off truck decided that they're just going to double because this couch has got to get in there. You know, someone ordered from the Crate and Barrel, so I got to get it up there. And you just don't even, you get up there, and every time I try to roll my window down, hoping I'm going to get one human being to be like, you want to know how far the traffic's backed up, buddy? It's one thing if it's construction, but just to double park because you got to bring that hamburger in, it's unbelievably ridiculous, rude, and inconsiderate in a society that needs more considerate. So that's what I'm doing all day tomorrow. I'm just going to stand out there with one sign. And then it just says, you can't double park here. That's what I'm going on. But I like John Mulaney, I wrote it too big. So it just is like, you can't park. It doesn't work. So anyway, here are today's headlines. Tonight, the White Sox are going to celebrate the anniversary of the disco demolition promotion from 40 years ago. It didn't actually happen until July of 1979, but the Sox chose tonight to commemorate it, which is weird because it's Pride Month, and it's really hard to not look at the disco demolition as a homophobic hate fest. The White Sox are getting criticism for doing the event at all, and Dahl himself seems to be on the defensive as more and more people kind of look back at the event as a dark moment in American bigotry. That it was less about rock and roll and more about white kids from the suburbs burning records from black, Latino, and gay artists. It's always hard to look back and apply PC logic to events that happened in our history, but it's also hard to defend the event as well. You could be defensive, which many people are, and say you just hated the music and loved rock and roll, and you didn't even think about the racism or homophobic aspect. And that could be true. I would be in that camp. I never thought about it until I did. But you come across kind of insensitive and ignorant that you haven't been able to recognize with hindsight that maybe the entire disco sucks movement was based on racism and homophobia, and we were all just sheep. So before you get all snooty about it, no one's calling you out. But it's fair to call it out, right? Wait a second. What am I saying? You were probably racist and homophobic. I mean, you were a white teenager from Blue Island in the late 70s. I mean, they taught that stuff in the schools. Everything I just said is out the window. Never mind. I was wrong. I think we got it right. Gotta love Mayor Lightfoot's second city council meeting. First, she outright tells us that we need to raise taxes, which I'm legit okay with. She didn't run on the idea of no taxes and just jack up fees on license plates and gasoline like some others who shouldn't be named. I'm a prisoner. I like that she just called it out. Hopefully she'll continue, and hopefully she'll make it sure that it's not crazy and abrupt like the last mayor did. Also, I love that she just told the FOP to stop being jerks. That was my favorite part of the meeting yesterday. The FOP guy got up and he said there was no union representation in her transition team. You know what? I'm not doing this justice. Let me give a more accurate reenactment of what happened yesterday. Ma'am, there's a union on your transition team, so we didn't work for us. Did you hear that clip? Yeah, I'd like to say something on the top of the FOP. I was like, what is happening in Chicago? That was pretty accurate. That was pretty good. If you could play the clip back to back, you'd be like, wow, is Justin the guy from the FOP? The Lakeshore bike path closed today because of big waves. What? That's exactly what you want on the bike path. An obstacle. Imagine how much more fun it would be if you not only had to battle other bikers and pedestrians, but also huge waves that could kill you. I mean, I smell a reality show on NBC. Death Path. I'd watch that. In weather, screw you, Chicago. What is this, man? Screw you. No thanks. Sports, the Cubs put the smackdown on the Rockies yesterday and Nolan Arenado. The Cubs and Rockies don't like each other. It's just weird. The Rockies just keep throwing at Chris Bryant. You see this? He's been hit like five times since 2017 by Rockies pitchers. And then yesterday, Hamels hit Arenado, and now I guess it's a thing. Why wasn't it a thing when Bryant was getting pegged? I don't understand. Then the Rockies retaliated, throwing at Baez and Rizzo. Come on, man. But the Cubs didn't go for the all-out brawl, which seems like what the Rockies wanted. It was kind of like they were the school bully who just keeps pushing you until you snapped. And then when you did, everyone's like, why did you snap? What's going on with you? That never happened to anybody. That's just me. It's just me. Well, anyway, that's the Cubs and the Rockies. I hope we see them in the playoffs. I hope so, because the first one would be like, here we are. What a beautiful game at Wrigley. All bets. And then John Lester just pegs Trevor Story to start the game. They'd be like, all right, now we're on to something. Anyway, the Cubs now head to L.A. for another playoff showdown. The Dodgers will throw Kershaw tonight, who the Cubs usually do well against. It should be an awesome weekend for Instagram pictures of Jeff Garland and Bob Newhart with their Cubs gear on all over my Instagram feed. Maybe a Joe Mantegna, a Jim Belushi. Maybe that one guy was the dad on the middle. There's going to be a lot of that kind of stuff in your Instagram feed, all in one big suite, right? Yeah. Sox start a four-game set with the Yankees tonight over at Sox Park. I'm not going to call it G-rate anymore. I'm going to call it Sox Park. That sounds better, right? Sox Park. This is usually the one series all year that people go to. I'm not even sure why, just because it's the Yankees. And most of the stars on the Yankees are hurt. So if you want to go see the Yankees minor league farm system, head on down to Sox Park. Although I believe some of the Yanks could be coming off the IL soon, including Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. Tomorrow night, though, Lucas Giolito versus CeCe Sabathia. That'll be good. Can't wait for that. Also, don't look now, but people are starting to pay attention at Eloy. Do you say Eloy or do you say Eloy? Eloy. I'm going to say Eloy. They're paying attention to Eloy. He's hitting over 300 and hitting bombs every other game. On the season, he's hitting like 230. But like in the every time, you can any player can hit 300 at any given time because they're like, in the last eight at-bats, he's hitting 300. That's what they're doing with Jimenez now. It's like in the last 12 games, he's hitting 280. Oh, wow. But he is hitting home runs like crazy, which is good. Moncada, though, might not play. He's dealing with back pain. I know the feeling, Johan. I know it. My legs are still sore from drubbing the NPR station in softball the other day. Drubbing. Destroying. Tonight, game six of the NBA Finals. Is Kevin Durant going to play? He's not? He had surgery on his Achilles, and he's going to miss a full year after coming back too early from his injury? I don't know. Seems like a mental issue. Maybe he doesn't have the heart to get back out on the court and crutches and play tonight. This is the problem with today's athlete. Just waiting for that column, right? My favorite part of the finals is now that all the announcers have to roll back. This could be the final game at Oracle Stadium. They did that six or seven times in game four. And I'm like, you know they're going to come back here, and you're going to have to just pretend like you didn't say it. And, of course, that's what they're going to do. Definitely tonight will be the last game at Oracle Stadium. They're imploding it next year, moving to San Francisco so they can be closer to all the Golden State yuppies. And shout out to the St. Louis Blues, who won Stanley Cup. It's hard to believe it's been like 2 months since the NHL playoffs began and the Blackhawks season ended. At least now we can finally move on from this season. Wait, I already did move on. I moved on like 2 months ago. Didn't you? I want to make something clear. I like hockey. I like the Blackhawks. I actually really like the Blackhawks. But I don't like the rest of the teams. I rarely find myself, like, people really jacked up yesterday about a Game 7 hockey. I'm like, I don't care. I don't care about the Blues. I don't care about the Bruins. I care about the Blackhawks. And I understand it makes me not a diehard hockey fan, and I'm not. I'll be the first to say it. I'm a Blackhawks fan. I think that it's awesome, and I think the Blackhawks are fun to watch. But I don't know what it is, man. But when the Carolina Hurricanes and the Tampa Bay Lightning are playing, I'm like, no. When the guy with the mustache and the mullet comes on ESPN and talk about the LA Kings, no. His Blackhawks are bust for me, and I'm glad that this season's over. All right, that's Laura Wacker Live for June 13th, 2019. I got to get over to Lake Street. No more double parking. No more double parking.